FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin, is he worthy? Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:19.
Good morning. A look at your weather forecast today. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, high 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low down to 59. And then tomorrow, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, also a high of 77. 55 here in Mannheim.
This morning, my dear friend Lisa Grable is with us. She's from Columbia Public Library. Good morning again,
good
Lisa.
Good morning. Good morning, Fred.
Oh,
good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Now, before we talk summer reading, some folks, because of COVID, might not realize when they come back today, because you're reopening today at Columbia Library, that there's been a lot of changes at the library over the past year and a half.
There certainly has. We've actually been open since last July, but with limited services.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't have any public seating, and we only had 3 computers available. We now are going to be having all 10 computers open,
nice.
And we will be having seating once again. We have 3 computers for the kids now.
Awesome.
We have one that is called an AWE computer that's just for preschoolers.
Yeah.
And
aww.
Then we have 2 computers that are dedicated to children. Our children's wing is all now 2 big separate rooms. And we've also done some rearranging and changing around. We have the feature film DVDs are over behind our computers now. So that way we don't have to worry about any crossing of adults and kids. You know, a lot of the families like that we have just a dedicated area for the kids.
Sure.
And we have our story time rug is back. We are planning on resuming Tiny Tales in June. That is for ages birth to 18 months. We also have a new terrace on our library, and that terrace has been a godsend.
It's so great, yeah.
With all that's going on, our book clubs meet out there, our crochet club meets out
there. It's a beautiful area.
I eat my lunch out there. I love our terrace. I think it's like my favorite part of the new library.
When you have a great view of the park from there.
We do, indeed. Yeah. Our book nook is open again, and we now have a downstairs. Our whole new addition has doubled. The size of the original library is now practically double in size. And we have in the library, we have a wall naming all the very generous people and businesses that provided the funding for these different sections of the library. The children's section, the adult fiction section is upstairs. We have our large print section is now right inside the door so people can come in, sit down. We have a nice cushioned seating area for them. And a lot of our seniors and other people like me, who read large print, love going in there and sitting down and relaxing. It's a nice sunny room. Please stop in and see our fabulous new library.
Remind everybody the address.
24 South 6th Street. And the easiest way to remember where we are is we're right next to Park Elementary School.
Yep.
We're across the street from St. John's Lutheran Church. And the CVS is across the corner. And of course, the park is right behind us.
Lots of great landmarks. That's for sure. Now let's talk summer reading. I know there's someone you wanted to thank for providing a lot of the funding for your summer reading program.
D.H. Funk. They're very publicity shy, but I could not let it pass without letting everyone know that D.H. Funk has paid not only for all of our non-funded programs this summer, but next summer as well.
Wow, that's great.
So any time that Fred is not funded by the county library system, D.H. Funk funds him, plus everyone else that comes out to perform for us. And we're going to have over 20 different performances this summer. I really wanted to make it special for families after all we went through last year.
Tell us about some of the folks that are going to come out to the Columbia Public Library.
Well, in addition to the ones I've already mentioned, I'm partnering with 2 people. Grace Julian is doing the garden camp at Park School, and we're going to have an all-about garden camp program.
That sounds like fun.
In which Grace is going to teach the kids how to make green smoothies. So something yummy and nutritious at the same time. I'm also partnering with Allison Scholes of the River Park, of course. I wonder where I met her. And she is going to talk to the kids about the Junior Ranger program and Tadpole Tales, which are held down at Columbia Crossings. We're having a tour of Sods. Our mutual friend Dan Sod.
Dan Sod is the greatest. Love him.
takes the kids every year on a tour. The only thing that Dan requests is please don't wear flip-flops or don't wear sandals. You have to wear sneakers or closed-toed
shoes. Sod Salvage is such a great place to explore.
And really, you want to see this. You want to see the big magnet crane, and you want to see the welders. And it is just awesome. When you get back in there, you're seeing things that you can't see from the road. Mm-hmm. So remember your sneakers. Remember your closed-toed shoes. That's going to be on June the 15th. It's a Monday at 10 o'clock, and we meet at Sod's. Some other folks we're having are John Andrews, the magician. We've been having him for all 13 years I've been at the library.
Wow.
He is fantastic. Chris Ivey, the juggler, is going to be there, and he's doing an evening show as well. We're having someone that's new to me, Jeff Boyer's Bubble Bonanza, where he makes gigantic bubbles.
That
I understand
sounds like fun.
Well, I understand he's been in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow.
So I'm anxious to see what kind of bubbles Jeff Boyer makes. Zoo America is coming this year, and that's a first, and we're excited about that. I'm a Hershey Park season pass holder, so I like to visit all of my two favorites are the mountain lions, Rosa and Ray, but I love to visit all the animals in Zoo America, so I'm anxious to see what they bring out. I don't think Rosa and Ray are coming.
No,
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
Mark DeRose is coming out for an evening concert.
Yeah.
And the County Parks is doing a program called Sea Tales Tell Tales, all about the ocean life, and that's through Marianne Schlegel. And our friend Troy Grubb from the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania is coming out to do Working on the Railroad. And I can't forget our reading therapy dog handler, Kelly Skiptunis. She is hoping to be able to come out some this summer and be able to bring one of her reading therapy dogs. So I've really missed Kelly, and I'm really anxious to be able to see her again.
So many fun things at our Lancaster County Libraries, Columbia Public Library, lots of fun concerts, lots of fun learning, lots of fun exercising, lots of great things to do. Go to ColumbiaPublicLibrary.org this year's summer reading, Tales and Tales. We look forward to seeing the Elisa live this year. So excited.
Could I say one more thing?
You sure can.
Every single program at our library is free.
Yeah.
There is no charge.
It's amazing.
This is our gift to the community.
Mm-hmm. We love it. Check it out online, ColumbiaPublicLibrary.org. We hope to see you there this year. Lisa, so wonderful to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Fred. Thank you, Annie.
You're
it was
welcome.
A pleasure
Thank
to meet you. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out at the library this summer.
Have a great rest of your day, Lisa.
I will indeed.
Back to the music we go with Zach Williams. This is Rescue Story on WJTL. Good morning.